Tom Rush's music was the soundtrack of the 1960s and influenced musicians like James Taylor, who told Rolling Stone that Tom Rush was an early hero and also a main influence. Tom Rush is currently on the road promoting his new album, Voices, produced with funds raised through Pledge Music, and he joins me on the phone. Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm great. Now, where are we talking to you today?
I'm in Kittery Point, Maine, which is where I live these days.
I bet it's beautiful in the fall.
Today is a gorgeous day. It's been raining and raining and raining, but today is a lovely one.
Well, you are coming to the 20th Century in Cincinnati in just about a week, Thursday, November 15th, for a concert. What's it like out on the road these days, Tom?
Well, it depends on which road. I love doing the shows. I'm not as fond of the traveling. The flying has especially gotten pretty unpleasant. But I love getting up and sharing songs with people, so that makes it all worthwhile.
And people still come out to hear live music, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. I mean, obviously a different thing than sitting at home, but but yeah, the crowds have been great, enthusiastic, which is terrific. It's always a puzzle for me. People, I've been playing for 50 years, so I don't know when people say, play my favorite song, which decade it came from. But I've been, you know, I'll be bringing some old favorites and doing some new songs from this Voices album that you just referenced.
Let's talk a little bit about that new record. How I was going to ask you what it's like producing an album today versus your earlier days, but just the one remark that it was funded through Pledge Music. That's a change in how music is made these days, isn't it?
Yeah, the fundraising platforms are available, and my crowd seems to support me in that regard. We set a goal and raised about 80% of the goal in the first 12 hours.
Where did you record?
We recorded down in Nashville. My old friend Jim Rooney is now a big deal producer in Nashville. And he's got these players that are just incredibly good. They call themselves Rooney's Irregulars. And they have this Nashville telepathy where everybody knows what everybody's going to play before they play it. And they just fit together. Most of the album is first takes.
The songs on the record, how many years were they in the works?
This is the first album, Elaine, that I've recorded this all my own tunes, except for two traditional songs, because I didn't want to compromise my folk singer credentials. But I've always in the past done mainly other people's songs, a couple of my own, mainly songs that aren't well known, unless I have a radically different take on a song that is well known. But usually I've only had one or two of my own songs on any given album. And this one, for whatever reason, I started writing a lot of songs, and I actually liked them. So I played them for Jim Rooney, and he said, we got an album. So we went to Nashville.
I know they say it's like choosing a favorite child, but can you pick out one or two that are especially dear to your heart?
Don't tell the other songs.
Mum's the word.
I do like them all. The one that the album's named after, Voices, I think it's the most substantial piece of the lot. And I guess if I had to pick one, that would be my favorite. It also was the song that seemed to be the most encompassing of the other songs.
Tom, you're touring with Matt Nicola?
And this guy, I don't know if you know of him, but he is a monster.
He'll be with you at the 20th Century on November 15th?
I am honored to have him as my accompanist, but he is a talent in his own right. He'll be doing some songs on his own and backing me up with keyboards and terrific vocals. He is really an astonishingly talented young man, and if your listeners haven't had a chance to check him out, trust me, he's great.
How did you two connect?
Well, it was a weird story. I was doing a show at Symphony Hall in Boston. I had some guest artists coming. And I had some new songs, and I wanted to make demos of the songs so my guests could learn them ahead of time. So I went to a friend's house. He has a studio in the basement, and I'm making my demos. And he said, my friend said, well, would you like any keyboards on anything? And I said, no. And he said, well, I got this kid here. He's really good. And I said, no, thanks. And he said, he's really, really good. And I thought, oh, darn, I'm getting the studio time for free. I got to humor him. So I said, okay, yeah, one song will do. And so he went upstairs and he woke up Matt, who said, Tom, who? No, I want to go back to sleep. And he dragged him downstairs and So Matt played on one song, and then another song, and then he played on all the songs, and then I invited him to Symphony Hall to be in the band. I mean, the guy is just a knockout. And then I called him a few months later and asked him if he'd like to do some shows with me, and that was 3 years ago.
And he doesn't say Tom Who anymore?
No. No, he's learned how to pronounce my last name.
Are you touring with a full
band? With a full band? No. No, it's just Matt. My deal with Matt is that when he's playing stadiums, I get to open the shows.
Tom Rush, you've been a guitarist for a long, long time. Do you have a guitar collection at home?
I do. It's getting a little embarrassing. I think I counted them the other day. I think I have 9 guitars. I take 2 of them on the road when I'm flying and 4 when I'm driving, and the rest hang on the walls, and I play them from time to time.
You've collaborated with quite a few other well-known names over the course of your long and successful career. Do you kind of like being the solo guy, or is it cool to team up?
It's cool to team up. I no longer wish to have a band with me. The problem with bands is they want to get paid, and I just don't want to work enough to support, you know, 4 or 5 other guys or women. Back in the day when I had a band, I finally realized that the way the math worked was the first day out on the road, the first day of the week, I was working for the manager. The second day, I was working for the booking agent. Third day, I was working for the airlines. Fourth day, I was working for the band. Fifth day, I was working for the hotels. And the sixth day, if there was one, I might get to keep a couple of dollars. And I don't want to work that hard anymore. I'm doing about, 1 week a month, and that suits me fine. I'm about to announce, and I probably even shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm about to announce my first annual farewell tour.
First one, huh?
The first annual, yeah.
I read that there are a lot of stories and a lot of laughter at your concerts. I'm beginning to hear why. You've got a wicked sense of humor, Tom Rush.
It helps to keep you together, yeah.
Tom Rush has a brand new album called Voices, new music, most of it original, and he is on the road promoting that record, singing songs from his past, from his 50-year career in music, and of course, some of the new music from Voices. Tom Rush will be on stage at the 20th Century Theater in Cincinnati on Thursday, November 15th, and he's been my guest on the phone. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Well, thank you for chatting.
Stay healthy, and we look forward to seeing you on November the 15th at the 20th Century.
I'll be there.
Safe travels. For WVXU Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal.